Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, Grand Central listeners, and Merry Christmas. Yes, I wish you a warm and happy Christmas day. This year, Christmas Day falls on a Wednesday. And of course, Grand Central shows first air on Joy Radio every Wednesday afternoon. So, for those of you listening live on Christmas Day afternoon, welcome to a little bit of time with me. Whether you're a grandparent or if you just happen to already be on the station listening in, I send you my very best wishes on this Christmas Day. And for those of you who will catch this at a later date on the Grand Central site, on whatever day you listen in, as ever, I wish you peace and joy today. Hey, I wish you that every day. And hey, know that all of these Grand Central shows can be found on a little listening library at grand-central.ca after they have aired live on Joy Radio Station. How gracious of Joy Radio to let that happen. So if you've missed any of the shows or would like to hear them again, visit grand-central.ca. Now then, to preface what I'm about to say, please be assured today's episode will end with something very Christmassy and very uplifting. But it is important to also show great sensitivity that while Christmas is awesome for countless people in countless ways, and I sure hope and pray it is that for you today, sadly, for many people, it is one of the saddest days of the year, or perhaps the saddest day. No doubt we have grandparents listening in today who are experiencing their very first Christmas without their beloved spouse, and others who are distanced physically and or in other ways from their family. And so if that's you, I pray even now, dear God, bring comfort to the hearts of those that hurt today. Indeed, for many, and I hope most of us, while there is so very much that is beautiful and amazing about being a grandparent, being of grandparenting age certainly includes the hard reality of loss and intense reflection. Listen, a couple of years ago, I did a deep dive into the greatest fears that various age groups have for a family and classroom book I was co-writing called Am I Safe? You know, the top five greatest fears of small children, like monsters and bad guys. The top five greatest fears of teenagers, like peer rejection. The top five greatest fears of young adults completing college and university, like finding meaningful and sustaining work. And you know what the top of the top five fears of adults 55 plus is? The number one fear of baby boomers and older. It is not death. Nope. It is not failing health. Though that is way up there for sure. Are you ready for this? It is, in fact, loneliness. Loneliness is among the greatest fears for all adults and is the greatest fear of people over the age of 55. It breaks my heart to even say it aloud as a truth. So if you are lonely today, grandparent or otherwise, I hope the sound of a friendly voice on the radio right now reminds you, or at least makes you hopeful, that there are many kind voices and cheerful faces awaiting you in the days and seasons ahead, perhaps even before this day ends. I so greatly pray that you know and experience that truth. Now then, if I bring up Santa Claus right now, don't worry. I have not leapfrogged from the gravity of loneliness into the world of make-believe abruptly. But it would be a shame, especially on this day, not to bring some warmth and maybe a bit of storytelling into the conversation. When my daughter was just 3 years old, the first of my two children, 28 years ago, she was 3 years old, I had this major desire for her to see Santa Claus. Oh, not at the mall or in the church basement. No. I mean on Christmas Eve in her backyard. So I rented a Santa suit and hatched a whole plan with my wife, Diane. Now, we did not have mobile or smartphones at the time, so the cue was a snowball I would toss at the window. Diane and Sarah Jane, our daughter, would run to the window to see what it was, and Santa, me, would run from behind the shed to behind the oak tree. And I can't believe what I just saw experience that would take about 5 seconds, but meant to be a memory for a lifetime. Well, by the time Sarah Jane told her little friends, and Diane told the other moms and dads, the following year I did the very same thing. In 15 backyards on Christmas Eve. Well, I ended up buying a Santa suit, and you guessed it, I have been doing backyards on Christmas Eve for the past 28 years. Yes, including last night, starting in the backyard of my daughter, all grown up, and her husband for my grandson. The whole thing snowballed into having me also be Santa Claus for hospitals, group homes. I even spent some time being Santa Claus in some Romanian orphanages. And your immediate instincts would be correct that at age 60, those kinds of gigs are not quite as simple as they were in my early 30s, I must say. Even though I am now closer to a real Santa age, of course. A few years back, I wrote a Christmas book titled The Yuletide Factor. It includes a lovely chapter-by-chapter discussion written by my dear friend Annie Brandner. And shortly after, I narrated it as an audiobook. The audiobook includes between-chapter music by the great composer-musician Mike Janson, who, by the way, wrote the intro and outro music you hear for this radio show. He's a good friend. If you're interested, you can find the print copy or audiobook version. Just follow the grand-central.ca site and you'll get to my books and audiobooks there. Anyway, here on this Christmas Day episode, I wanted to read a tiny bit from one of the stories I wrote. The story is about the very first time I was Santa Claus in a hospital. So now, with book in hand, I am reading a segment from Chapter 2 of The Yuletide Factor. Shandy couldn't have been more than 5. She's the first child in the ward that I met. That's because she was the only child not in her room. She was out at the nurse's station among the staff. Nobody told me why Shandy was there, and I didn't ask. What was clear was that no parents, no family at all, were there to be with her on Christmas Eve. And so hers was the first gift to go. Unaware of what was inside of the wrapping, I placed it in her tiny hands. She held it sweetly and didn't attempt to open it, as though she didn't know what it was or that it was meant for her. Perplexed, I looked at one of the nurses watching over her. Shandy turned to her as well and handed it to her as though it was a mistake that she'd received it. The nurse took it gently and said, "Okay, we'll open this a little later," and set it on the duty counter. Another teary-eyed nurse jumped in and began to guide me to the first room. I had turned to follow her when I felt a little tug on my finger. Little Shandy had decided she was coming with me. She held my white-gloved index finger inside her tiny curled fist as we walked to the first room. As soon as I stepped in, she let go. It was a heart-melting start to the whole gig, and more than a bit overwhelming. Well, I navigated that first room visit as best I could and said a merry goodbye. And when I reached the hallway, Shandy was waiting for me. She reached out and took my finger, led me to the next room, and released. The nurses were as speechless as this Saint Nick. Room to room, without saying a single word, Shandy guided Santa Claus by the finger across a complete floor of unwell children. I reflect on Shandy every single Christmas. What is it that a little sick girl with no family by her side knew that the rest of the world seems to miss? I truly believe that she knew, and I pray still knows, all these years later, that which matters most. That which softens hearts, lifts people up, brings people hope, and causes peace that passes understanding. For ironically, it's the same stuff that keeps rookie Santas on their feet. Nearness. What is it we long for most from the precious few in our lives who are like oxygen to our souls? Nearness. What is it that nourishes us, sustains us, fills us to full, and heals us when there are no other words or actions to give or take from the ones we love and the ones we want to love us in return? Nearness. What is it that restores hope, preserves dignity, and turns isolation into belonging? Nearness. What is it that brings light into darkness and comforts us through our greatest fears? Nearness. And on those days when words are somehow lost on us, when our good senses have malfunctioned, when loneliness and insecurity and uncertainty override the human condition, what is the one wordless thing we need most to be assured of? His nearness. The notion of nearness is at the very center of grandparenting. I think most of you would agree. Physical, emotional, soulful matters of nearness, nearness, and nearness. Most of a grandparent's joys are about some kind of nearness. Likewise, most of a grandparent's sorrows are about the absence of nearness. As you reflect on the Christmas story today, the one that brings you to the foot of the manger, dear Grand Central listeners, be reminded of God's nearness. I would suggest the entire Christmas story is about the gift of His nearness and His desire to be near to you and with you, and in that nearness that you would find comfort, great and abiding comfort. I look forward to starting the new year off with you next week on Grand Central. But for now, on this last show of the year, on this Christmas Day afternoon, as ever, I leave you with our weekly Grand Central benediction from my heart to yours. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, Merry Christmas. God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.